Hi all. Yes, as I promised before that I will do a short podcast which demo the new Nokia 6. And this recording is a stereo one, okay? So if you would like to listen to how the speakers sound like, so please do put on your earphone or headset, because I will try to show up how the speakers of this Nokia 6 device. Alright, before I move on, let me tell a little bit about Nokia 6 and why that I received this device a bit longer than usual. Okay, first thing first, Nokia 6 has two model in the market, actually two, but it's become three. Okay, the first thing is from China, the phone released in China with the model number TA1000, which is TA1000. This model is only released for China market. And the second one, which is TA1003, and this one is actually released for Taiwan and Hong Kong, and basically this will also release for international market. And what is the difference? I will tell later. And the third one, which is actually also the same as TA1000, which is the China version, but someone from the universe who root the device and flash the Google Play services and Play Store to that device. So basically, two models, but with three different configuration. Why am I say this? Because TA1000 released for China market, which has no Google Play services at all. And the TA1003 will have Google Play services preloaded from the factory. So the third one just now I mentioned is someone who root the device and flash the Play services and Play Store to the phone, and it looks like it is international version, but it is not. And the unfortunate thing is when they do this, the phone no longer receive any further updates. So please be aware of TA1000 when purchasing Nokia 6. There's another difference. Okay, another difference is between the TA1000 and the TA1003. The difference came from the phone dialer. Okay, the phone dialer for TA1000, although the phone has already rooted and flash with Google Play services, but the phone dialer is not too accessible. It full with unlabeled buttons, which is by suppose is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, because it's actually there's a Chinese characters with it, so TalkBack doesn't really actually read it. And the dialer is a modified version from the Google default dialer. So the 1003 model will have exactly the same phone dialer as in Nexus. So this is the most important part, and we should be aware. Okay? Alright. So what happened to this device is Nokia has ruined the Startup Wizard, because although we've seen the Startup Wizard exactly the same like what we have it in Nexus or Pixel, but we are not able to turn on accessibility with two fingers. Okay, we are not able to do so. So the fortunate and unfortunate part is there is an accessibility button where we can go in and turn on TalkBack from there, but we must have sighted assistant. We must have sighted assistant for that purpose. So, without further ado, I'm going to start. Turn on the phone. Before I turn on this phone, actually, I already get a sighted assistant previously to turn on TalkBack. So, when this one boot up, TalkBack is loaded. So I press the power buttons. So the phone is loading. Yeah, it might take some time. Hopefully this sound reminds a lot of people to Nokia. So we wait for TalkBack.
Showing items 1 to 3 of 5. Using Google Text to Speech Engine. Using Google Text to Speech Engine.
Alright, so this is the TalkBack tutorial screen. So I press the back button to exit the tutorial screen.
Lesson 3, TalkBack menus, in list 5 items. Portrait, setup wizard.
Okay. This is the actual setup wizard, which has just now I mentioned, where we can choose the language.
Welcome, English, United States, accessibility.
So here is
double tap to activate.
Here is the accessibility button where I can I try to turn on the volume.
By tapping the arrow, you agree to service terms and accessibility.
So from
double
this,
tap to activate.
From this accessibility, my friend helped me to enable TalkBack earlier on. So
by tapping the arrow, you agree to service terms and privacy policy. Dot the device activation information with one-time device emergency button. Next button.
So I move on to
double
next.
Tap to activate.
So next.
Insert SIM cards.
So I'm not going to insert any SIM card at this moment, so I skip.
Skip button. Welcome to your TA-1003.
Okay, it's mentioned the model.
Welcome to your TA-1003 in list 4 items.
TA-1003.
Copy your data from an iPhone registered sign or Android device or the cloud. Set up as new, get a fresh start.
So I will take startup as new.
Get connected. Showing items 1 to 8 of 8.
It's supposed to connect to any Wi-Fi, but I'm not going to connect anything.
Don't see all Wi-Fi. Don't use any network for setup. Connecting to a network helps you quickly set up your phone. Without a connection, you can't sign into your Google account. Get software updates. Automatically set up time and date.
So, I'm not going to bother about that, so I will
continue button.
Continue.
Just a sec. Date and time. Showing item 84 of 90.
So I also will skip this one.
Next button. Edit box, e.g. Joe Smith for name. Name.
And
double tap and hold to long press.
We'll skip this as well.
Name. Next button. Unlock with fingerprint. Add fingerprint button. Skip button. Device protection feature. Skip anyway button. Google services. On switch, in list 8 items. By continuing, if you continue, Google terms of next button. Anything else? Anything else? Here are a few more things you can set up. Or add another email account, set up your personal or work email. Review additional apps. Apps will be installed after setup is complete. All set button. Setup wizard. Setup wizard. Setup wizard. Setup wizard. Set. Congratulations. You are ready to go 3 period. Checked. Checkbox. Join the Nokia User Experience Program. Learn. Go back button.
So.
Join the Nokia. Checked. Checkbox.
I not
Double
feel like.
Double tap to toggle.
Not feel like joining, so unchecked it.
Not checked. Join the Nokia. Go back. Finish button. Device unlocked. Home.
Alright, so now I've done the startup visit and now at home screen.
Home screen, screen 1 of 1.
Nokia uses Launcher 3 for this phone. And okay, let's see what is in this device. Let's go to apps list.
Contacts, apps list button. Calculator, in grid 10 rows, 5 columns. Apps list. Calendar. Camera. Chrome. Clock. Contacts. Downloads. Drive. Duo. FM radio. Gmail. Google. Google handwriting input. Keep. Maps. Messages. Phone. Photos. Play books. Play games. Play movies and TV. Play music. Play newsstand. Play store. Settings. Wallpapers. YouTube.
Alright, so those are the apps is preloaded. And let's go to the settings.
Quick settings. Open settings. But settings. Settings. Showing items 1, wireless and networks, in list 29 items.
Okay, these are the
showing items 1 to 9 of 31.
This is the first item, wireless.
Wi-Fi, disabled. Bluetooth, disabled. SIM cards. Data usage, 0B of data used. More. Device. Display, adaptive brightness is on. Notifications, all apps allowed to send. Sound, ring volume at 57%. Apps, 36 apps installed. Storage, 12.55 gigabytes of 64.00 gigabytes used. Battery, 61%. Memory, AVG 1.2 gigabytes of 3.5 gigabytes memory used.
So this device by
double tap to activate.
I suppose it's 4 gigs of RAMs, but it's mentioned here 3.5 gigabytes.
Users, signed in as owner. Gestures, quick gestures to control your phone. Motion. Personal. Location, on, high app, security. Accounts. Google. Languages and input, English, United States. Backup and reset. System. Date and time, GMT plus 11 o'clock Lord Howe Daylight Time. Accessibility. Printing, 0 print jobs. About phone, Android 7.1.1.
Android 7.1.1 for this device. Okay, it has the latest May 1st security patch. So let's see.
About phone, menu, about phone, system updates, user experience, status, phone, legal information, model, Nokia 6, TA1003.
So let's confirm this one.
Words. Model. Nokia. 6. Characters. Slash. Space. Capital T. Capital A. Dash. 1. 0. 0. 3. Default.
Alright, so this is the international version, which is TA1003.
Android version 7.1.1. Android security patch level, May 1st, 2017.
So this is the
double
latest
tap to activate.
Latest security patch update. So I'm not sure whether will I receive the June or July monthly basis. I'm not sure. So hopefully it will. Let's go to the accessibility.
About print accessibility. Accessibility. Menu button. Accessibility. Services, heading, in list 21 items. Talk back, on. Switch access, off. System, heading. Captions, off. Magnification gesture, off. Font size, default. Display size, default. Click after pointer stops moving, off. High contrast text, experimental, off switch. Power button ends call, off switch. Auto rotate screen, on switch.
I should off this
Double
one.
Tap to act, off. Speak passwords, off switch. On. Large mouse pointer, off. Mono audio, combine channels when playing audio, off switch.
Before I move on, although this phone is come with stereo speaker, but it will place talkback sound from the bottom speaker at only. It will play talkback sound from the bottom speaker only. This is where I love it very much. Unlike the one in Nexus 6P, where it will play talkback sound from the top speaker as well.
Accessibility shortcut, off. Text-to-speech output. Touch and hold delay. Display, heading. Color inversion, experimental, may affect performance, off switch. Color correction, off.
Alright, so here's... Here are all the settings in the accessibility options. So, we come up from here.
Setting. Home screen. Screen 1 of 1.
Okay, before I move on, the three bottom buttons is actually capacitive touch button, which is no, you don't have to double tap like the one in Nexus. This is single tap. For those who use Samsung phone before, it's like the Samsung phone back button and the recent apps or overview button.
Screen off.
So it will just touch and it will activate. And while the phone is screen off, when we touch the home key, where the home key is, we can feel it a bit. There's a bit curve in, okay, curve in, where we it's a long one, it's a long curve in, and we can touch it. When we touch it, the phone will unlock, screen will light up.
1209.
So we slide with two finger up.
Device unlocked.
Okay, so the back button is just single touch.
Home screen, screen 1 of 1.
And the recent apps button or the overview button is also the same, a single touch.
Overview, settings, overview.
As this is 7.1.1 and 7.0 onwards, we have clear all. So we slide all the way down from the list and we touch the top right corner.
Clear all.
Clear all.
All recent applications dismissed. Home right. Screen, screen 1 of 1.
So this is a new add features in Android 7.0 onwards. This device, by default, comes with Android 7.0, and I updated it to 7.1.1 before I do this podcast. So, I will show the sound... the sound of this device when we play songs. Alright, I going to look for the inbuilt file manager, okay, because since this device is a pure and it's almost a pure Android and there's no physically a file manager, but Android
screen off.
Android do have a explorer, file explorer, hide inside the storage. So I'm going to play a song, which is a classic one. And this song should give a nice sound so that you can hear how the speakers like. Actually, to be honest, I'm not too impressed on the speaker sound for this device, but it is a stereo one. Okay, so we go to the settings.
1248. Device unlocked. Notification shade. Open settings. 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 Showing items one more in device. Notification sound ring app storage 12. Internal shared storage.
All right, so look for Explorer.
System 12. Other cache date explore. Downloads. Showing items 1 to 10 of 10.
Music.
Music row 3. Show roots button. Showing item 1 of 1.
So I already turned up the volume to the maximum, which is 100%. Let's see. It's a media volume, by the way.
Media volume controls shown. Swipe up to dismiss. Seat control 100%.
So it's 100%. And all right, so we look for the song.
The Eagles, Hotel California, live at the Capitol Center, 1977, edited .mp3, 4.26 megabytes, 1244, in list 2 items.
So this song is edited.
Double tap to activate. Double tap and hold to long press.
It's edited and without any vocal.
Volume controls hidden.
So I gotta play now, and it will come out as in play music. So, How about the sound? I hope this recording will give a real picture on about the sound quality for the Nokia 6 speakers. And for myself, I'm not too impressed, of course. I cannot expect much because this is a mid-range device. I just hope that the Nokia 9 or the Nokia 8, whichever will release later this year or perhaps next year, will have a better pair of speakers so that we can enjoy a better sound quality compared to this one, Nokia 6. So for those who hunting for a budget device and pure Android device, so maybe can look for Nokia 6, and the model that I recommend is Nokia TA1003. Nokia 6 TA1003. So with that said, before I finish this podcast, and I have to explain about the device and a bit about the device and how the buttons and SIM card tray located. First of all, this device is the size of 5.5 inches. The top part of the device is just only the headphone jack. The headphone jack is on the right side, towards to the right, at the top of the phone. So on the left, just a SIM card tray that can hold two SIM cards, nano SIM, and the second SIM will be sharing, which is either SIM card or SD card. So if you put in an SD card, you will have only one SIM and one SD card. So this device is a 64 gigs. It's a black, it's a special edition, 64 gig with 4 gigs RAM and a black color, which is a so-called special edition in Nokia 6. And on the right side, we have three buttons. The top two is a volume up and volume down. And the third button is a power / screen locks button. So normal button on the right, that's a three, only three button. And at the bottom is the center is a USB, ordinary USB connectors. It's not USB type C. And on the right side from the USB connectors is a loudspeaker. So it's almost the same location of the speaker like the Galaxy S7, if someone has it, Galaxy S7. So that's where the speaker is located. Alright, so the front is the top is as usual, the phone speaker, and the camera is to the left. I'm not sure it's to the left or to the right from the speaker. And the home key is touch to activate, meaning that I touch the home key, it will activate. I don't have to press anything.
1258.
Yeah, so just swipe up with two fingers.
Device unlocked.
Alright, so that's more or less about the phone. And the camera is located, the main camera, 16 megapixel, is located at the back of the device, at the center, and with a flash. So it's a solid device. Yeah, it's a solid one, with the aluminium frame. Yeah,
screen off.
Just hope that Nokia will bring up more and more this kind of device whether it is a mid-range or it's a high-end device and with a nice build quality. Thank you for listening.